You know, with this wild weather, Brian, just take a look outside from time to time throughout these morning hours. I actually do see some snowflakes on the little weather report for the day. Now, it is by far not nearly cold enough for anything to stick, but it seems like in this transition, we might make a few snowflakes get to the valley floor and then melt. We shall see. Has Boise gotten any big snow this year yet?
You know, it was so funny. Christmas Day, it was 60 degrees.
What?
It was my best Christmas in recent memory. I love it when it's warm outside. All the snow can just stay up in the mountains. We have had some rain and some chilly nights. I mean, I have had to scrape my windshield a few mornings. But for the most part, no, it's been like 45 or 50. And just rain and cloudy conditions. But yeah, I love to see that snow up there on the mountains, but I just don't want to be shoveling it on my sidewalk. Sorry. That's just how I am.
That's all right. I do like to see it falling for sure. I do not like to have to drive in it though. I just that would not be my preference. Let it snow at night. So that way we're just kind of locked in for the day because, you know, it only takes about, half an inch maybe of snow on the ground in order to shut down a city like Portland. But, you know, we've been talking about, you know, the new year and some of our New Year's resolutions. Yep. Now, I'm doing something today that I hope to be able to continue. I'm going to try to reduce the amount of paper that I use, Brian. Now, I've kind of trained myself on the morning show. I use paper to read all my copy, but today I've been reading it off the screen. I think that's going to be a good thing for me to do this year. And I know people have many different New Year's resolutions. Joining us also, Sarah Kenzie is with us. I'm going to find out what her New Year's resolution is. But for many who are thinking that they want to create a will this year or update the will, we've got this great new partnership with My Catholic Will that we talked about and heard earlier today. Good morning, Sarah. This is a great new partnership that we have right at the on our homepage. You can find that link to My Catholic Will.
Yes, that's right. So we're really excited about this new partnership. It's a way that all of you can create a free will. It's a short process. It's guided. It's very simple. And, you know, we've been talking as a staff about how we need to do that as well, like that it's something that a lot of people just put off and think, I'm not going to need that. But, you know, it's just for peace of mind. It's a great thing to do, especially in this new year. You can just do it and be done with it. And we're really excited that we get to offer that to you, our listeners, through this new partnership. So, yes, you can just go to our main page and you'll see a little banner there, or it's also under our Get Involved menu as well.
Excellent. We are really excited to be able to offer that to you. So, Sarah, today is the liturgical feast of the Epiphany. While it was transferred to Sunday for most of the world, today is that traditional day. Now, this officially ends the Catholic, or I should say, our liturgical season of Christmas. Did you enjoy, did I say that incorrectly?
I think it's the end of the 12 days of Christmas, but we're still celebrating through next Sunday.
Through next Sunday.
Okay. Baptism of the Lord.
Oh, all right. Well, let's keep the celebration going. Did you enjoy your Christmas?
Yes, I did. Yes. It was just a wonderful time with family and just really getting to soak in the season. So yeah, it was wonderful.
Oh, all right. Well, we've got lots of programming that are geared through this season, and you're going to highlight some of those. What do you have to talk about today?
Well, as you mentioned, with today being that Feast of Epiphany, we have a couple of great episodes that came out this past Sunday. Like we said, we celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany here in the United States on Sunday. But it's kind of nice having, you know, the Sunday celebration and then kind of the traditional day being today. It's like you get to celebrate it twice. So with the Epiphany, we have the Glory of the Mass. So a wonderful episode all about the Epiphany from Terry Ross with just some beautiful sacred music. And we also have a new episode of Sunday Commentary that came out this past weekend, and Kevin and Carla always just do such a great job of looking at those readings and really diving into what it means. And I'm just really excited that we got both of those, and like I said, you kind of get to visit those twice this feast. And so, yeah, those are a couple things we have for the Epiphany of the Lord.
Now, talking about my Catholic will, which is one of those things that is on my to-do list in 2026, one of my resolutions is to get that will. But also, just Ashley Michiquet has just had such incredible wisdom and advice. I'm trying to get more financially stable this new year, and I really hope to have my debt snowballed by, I'm hoping by May.
Nice.
I can have my debt snowballed. But Ashley is, you know, her recent interview on financial stability, is that something else that's going to be highlighted?
Yes. Yeah, so that's another thing I picked for this Tech Tuesday. You know, as we've been talking about getting started with this new year, like you said, Brian, this is a great time to kind of tackle those financial goals that we might have for ourselves. And Ashley just always does such a good job of making things that are very complicated seem very concrete and achievable, and kind of walks you through step by step. So in this interview, she talked about financial stability for the new year. She talks about, you know, both short term, we want to feel secure and that we can cover our immediate needs, but also planning for the future. And so she really helps us start small with where we are. So she goes through a lot of great steps with Brenda. So starting with an emergency fund, how are you, you know, utilizing your employer's matching contribution? How do you eliminate debt? How do you go beyond that and do long-term planning as well? So I just thought that was really helpful. So no matter where you're at in your financial journey, that you can just kind of listen to that interview and just get something concrete for whatever stage you're at. So definitely encourage people to listen to that.
You know, one of the things too about getting your finances in order, and we talked a little bit about that today, about it kind of relieving some anxiety, but think about what you are not able to do when you are in debt. And that the big part in the first place that we stop doing if we are in debt is we stop giving. Now, if you recognize right. that if you can get out of debt and get your finances under control, now you have resources available to help your parish and help those in need and give to charitable organizations that are important to you. So it does feel like, well, that's a very personal goal to attain for the year, which is very important. It does allow us to be better Catholics and to be able to give in more ways than we typically wouldn't. So, yeah, she's got some great tips for you there. And then just kind of looking at the new year, we've talked about some of our hopes and goals. I'm going to try to reduce the amount of paper I use. What do you personally hope to be able to do in 2026, Sarah?
Oh, that's a hard question. I always have so many things I want to do. But I think continuing some of the work I've been doing on just my prayer life and trying to be more consistent with that, trying to spend more time outside. I've got kind of a goal for the year. And so making sure that I get outside every day is a big part of that for me. And just trying to get a little more organized at home as well with all of my stuff. So just doing some decluttering and cleaning up and things like that. So nothing crazy, but yeah, just some things that'll kind of make life a little bit easier.
Absolutely. Always to make life just a little bit easier and enjoy it even more. Do you go out and enjoy the sunshine if it's snowing out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to get outside no matter what. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll be able to experience a little bit of that. Just a little bit, Brian. Just, you know, let the snow come down.
Brian's not having it.
Melt, let it melt all on its own. Well, whatever your hope is, we hope that here with Mater Dei Radio that you will continue to grow in faith, grow in relationship to God. And through all of our great digital resources, you will be able to do that. Remind our listeners again about how they can download the free Hail Mary Media app.
Yeah. So, super simple. You can either go to our website, we have it linked there, or just search Hail Mary Media on the App Store and you'll be able to download that. So lots of great resources for you in this 2026.
All right. We look forward to being able to talk with you more throughout the year. Sarah, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.